Today we're talking civil construction, which is critical to everyday life. From the roads we use to the foundations of our buildings, hospitals and houses, our footpaths and bridges, they are all underpinned by civil works. The civil sector is working hard to become a diverse and inclusive workforce, engaging all ages and genders to future-proof this sustainable industry. Today we are joined by Megan to find out more about her experience in working in the civil sector. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
First of all, can you start by telling us how you, Megan, became a civil labourer?
Yeah, I was working in a completely different field, but I've always enjoyed physical work. So I was offered the opportunity to complete modules in civil work through CCF and Civil Train and the Civil Works program. I leapt at the chance.
Can you tell us where the interest started? How did you know you wanted to go into this field?
Honestly, I've always just wanted to operate big machines.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Is that like since being a kid, like having the trucks and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's right. You go to the playground.
What's the biggest machine you've operated?
It's still only like a 5-ton excavator, but...
Sounds pretty big. Sounds only.
So, Megan, was there anyone who helped you find this pathway?
Civil Train created the program to help growth in the workforce in civil, which put me face-to-face with Plotworks, where I now work. WorkSkill also supported me to get on the Civil Train program. Everyone worked together to make this opportunity happen.
Yeah, great. I mean, obviously it can be a bit of a daunting thing to just hop into a new field. Can you tell us about the support you had when you transitioned into this?
I never once felt being a female in a predominantly male industry would be an issue. In fact, women often bring a completely different perspective with problem solving and attention to detail.
Damn straight.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I met one of the program managers from Plotworks. They do meet the employer breakfast. And Jamie and I had a bit of a chat and he offered me an interview the following day. And I was offered a position immediately to start the following week.
Yeah, great.
Fantastic. So it sounds like it was very supportive the whole way through to you getting this job, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does a day-to-day look like for you and what are some of the cool things that you get to do, Megan?
I get to be part of a really great team, I want to say that. I've been on projects that include playgrounds and streetscaping, maintenance of previous projects, irrigation, landscaping. It really has been a mixture of both civil and landscaping.
Is there a favourite kind of field within it all that you love the most?
Just getting in amongst it and dirty, jumping inside the trenches and, you know, it might be just measuring or it might be cleaning it up for a sparky to come and put conduit in or, you know, it's just getting amongst it.
So you're a hands-on kind of gal.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Megan, finally, have you got any advice for someone looking to head into VET and working in civil construction?
Go and speak with CCF, Civil Train. They've got short courses plus funded tailored programs such as Women in Civil that are enabling women like myself to enter the civil industry and increase diversity and inclusion. Take a chance on yourself. You might find that you love what you do as much as I do.
Amazing. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us. You've been an absolute pleasure to chat to this morning. If you're interested in finding out more about how to grab a spot on upcoming training programs, visit civiltrain.com.au or call CCF SA on 8111 800. Thank you again, Megan. You've been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Cheers.